You ready? Regular meeting, January 7th, 7:30 a.m. of the Personnel Committee, Item 1, call to order. Comments from the public. There is no public present. Item 3, accounting supervisor job specification, proposed revision.
So this is similar to the district secretary position. This is a reevaluation of the accounting supervisor role and job description, just to bring it up to kind of a little bit more modern standards and specifications. Increasing the educational requirement, we are making sure that it does allow for private sector experience, just like we had that issue with the district secretary, and just making sure that it's revised to reflect what the potential role will be. You know, some of the functions of human resources, just from a practical standpoint, we've looked at paychecks, and we're working with paychecks to assist with onboarding, assist with payroll, but there's still a function that's within the district that we'll always have.
Right.
Someone's going to
yeah.
manage that process.
And paychecks requires a point of contact.
Correct.
Anyway.
Correct.
I would assume they still
do that. Function on the HR side does not go away. There's still an HR component of this, but the primary skill set is accounting. That's what we're looking for. And so somebody can train up to the HR side, even if they're strong accountant, odds are they can probably readily do the HR side
right.
of things. And so there is a focus on the accounting side. So with that, that's what we're amending. We're talking about governmental or private financial experience. We're looking for coursework in accounting, finance, and business administration. Initially, we had put a semester unit requirement because other agencies had done that, and then we struck that because business may not have as much. You might have someone who's got a very strong business degree, but it may not have that much accounting.
It
may
right.
just have a couple classes
yeah.
of accounting.
Right.
But someone with that experience, if they have performed in accounting roles and such, they probably have trained up along with their education. So we wanted that flexibility to be able to assess based on the individual, based on their work experience and their degree, to be able to accommodate that without setting this kind of artificial semester count of how many accounting units you have.
Yeah, so. And you could conceivably attract somebody with a lot of experience as a strong bookkeeper.
Yes.
That would have the experience to do this job.
Correct.
And when you publicize it, you could probably put in there, doesn't have to be in the job description, but you could, you know, that experience with paychecks is a plus.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If we're really on board
sure.
with them now.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, we are, and it's going well. And we can talk about that under the director's comments.
Okay.
So with that, we'd like to bring this forward to the board for approval.
Sure.
What was the intent of crossing out the maintains computer network with assistant?
That is no longer the role of that individual. In the prior individual who held that responsibility at some point, that's just because all of that was consolidated into one role. That is a lot to handle, number one, and number two, that's not the right spot for it. It should likely be the director of administration who has that function.
Right.
And so once we had a director of administration on board, started to move that function out of that role already. It was just too much to have on one person's plate, and moved it to the right spot, essentially. They'll still assist the director of administration as need be for those systems that are related to the payroll and HR and financial functions. They'll assist, but they're not going to have the primary responsibility for those systems.
Okay.
I think that's wise to move that more into an upper management role.
So you have the basis of a good accounting structure now.
Yes.
With essentially three people in line.
Correct. Yep. All right.
Sounds good to me.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Director's comments?
None.
I don't particularly. Unless you want, give us an update
on paychecks, just to kind of. So we've been using paychecks, and we're still working to implement the and I knew this was going to happen, but it happened, but implementing time tracking is much more complex than it ever appears on face value. And so with our system, even with Paychex experience, they're having a little bit of complication there and do a little bit more programming and put some of our business logic into their programming in order to accommodate our time tracking capability.
Do you have then when you interface with them and we're tracking time, we're also tracking do our guys allocate like by job or by task at all
in conjunction with their time? It would be a general description of the time, but I don't think we break it down that granular. They have work orders where they would assign their time, essentially. And I faced that in prior jobs where we thought about going that granular. You have someone spending way too much time filling out a timesheet, basically.
Yeah.
So there's a balance there. So, when I worked in engineering, we had to go pretty granular. We had tasks and projects, tasks, subtasks.
I had it years and years ago in the defense plant too. When I worked for Grumman there for that period of time, they micromanaged your lunch hour.
Correct.
And you were allocating to different airplanes or whatever you were doing.
And so there's a balance is what I've found over time. So that will be allocated to the general function, and then will be work orders where you have to get that granular and you want to analyze it, you look at the work orders to break that stuff out. Outside of the general function. So the function would be source of supply, water, sewer, drainage, that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's going well, and it's been good to work with them. I mean, the timesheet or our paychecks haven't had a hitch with that. We had a little bit with just for a few people where some of the accumulated balances of our leave was off a little bit, but that's been rectified. Not a big deal. Just, you have hiccups as you implement. That's mm-hmm. always the case. Very happy to have
my board. At least on an interim basis, we have straightened out my bill.
All right.
It was interesting. They went back because we had a bill go to Marlene, mm-hmm. and they went back and they said, well, you got it, but you never opened it. And then they went and researched the following bill where we changed it over to my name, mm-hmm. and then I got a bill where their system claimed that I had got it, but I had never opened it. Mm-hmm. So in that case, Tom and I went through it and I said, that really doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. If it went to one place twice and they didn't open it, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But we switched over, and then
This is a billing issue.
Yeah, in the third
paychecks.
In the third instance.
Do you want to close the meeting?
Oh yeah, we can close the meeting.
Yes,
in the third instance.